As I mentioned last time, St. Jerome is usually represented either in the desert or in his cell. That is to say, when he's represented in his own right, so to speak, and not simply as one saint among many in an altarpiece or predella. And it is in his cell or study that we shall be visiting him. Before doing so, however, let us pay a short visit to St. Jerome in the desert. Paintings of St. Jerome in the desert exhibit a much greater variety than do paintings of St. Jerome in his study, almost as though the traditional iconography was not so definitely fixed and the artist had greater freedom, at least in certain respects. Paintings of this sort sometimes represent, according to the title, not St. Jerome in the desert, but St. Jerome performing penance. What they all really represent, however, is simply St. Jerome in a landscape. And this is, in fact, the best and most accurate way of describing them. Since the landscape was, of course, that of the Holy Land, to which St. Jerome had retired from Rome, what the artists of the Italian Renaissance should have depicted was, presumably, the kind of landscape that Holman Hunt depicts in The Scapegoat, a dreary expanse of salt marshland, with the bottle-green streak of the Red Sea in the distance, backed by a low range of weirdly glowing pink and mauve foothills. In order to paint this landscape, the Pre-Raphaelite artist has to make a journey to the Holy Land, but the artists of the Italian Renaissance made no such journey and never thought of making it. They simply painted whatever landscape lay nearest to hand. The result is that, more often than not, St. Jerome is seen not in the desert, or what the King James Bible calls the wilderness, but in the midst of an extremely beautiful, typically Tuscan or Umbrian landscape with plenty of luxuriant Mediterranean vegetation and an abundance of picturesque rock formations. The landscape is, of course, not cultivated, but wild. But it is wild with the wildness not of the desert, but of paradise before the fall. Sometimes St. Jerome is shown actually performing penance. In such cases, he is dressed in a sort of loincloth, often tattered, and either kneels before or clasps a rude crucifix. Sometimes again, he sits on a rock, his head resting on his hand, as though deep in meditation. More often than not, his faithful lion can be seen somewhere in the picture, usually fast asleep, though in some of the more naive representations of the scene, he appears to be sharing in St. Jerome's devotions. In quite a number of paintings of what I have termed St. Jerome in the landscape, the figure of the saint was, I noticed, quite tiny in comparison with the rest of the picture. In a few such cases, it actually took a minute or two to find the figure of St. Jerome, which in relation to the surrounding countryside then appeared not only tiny, but insignificant. What the artists had in fact depicted was not St. Jerome in the desert, or St. Jerome doing penance, or even St. Jerome in the landscape, but simply man in the midst of nature. And in these paintings, I further noticed, nature, in her richness and abundance and beauty, appeared serenely indifferent to the existential anguish of man, an anguish which she was, in fact, incapable of comprehending. Man and nature were strangers to to each other. Though he lived in the midst of her, he was not of her. She knew him, if she knew him at all, only as a physical body. And as a physical body, he was infinitely smaller than she was, and infinitely less powerful. What these representations of man in the midst of nature seems to be saying was that viewed from the outside, or simply as a material object among material objects, man is a very insignificant creature. In order to appreciate his greatness, or what an Italian Renaissance philosopher calls the dignity of man, it is necessary to view him from the inside. From within, as a spiritual being among other spiritual beings, or at least among objects of spiritual significance. In other words, it is necessary to turn from St. Jerome in the desert to St. Jerome in his studies.